ladies that appear in divers kind of dresses, as if you meant to put your wear in several sorts of messes. Your eyelids do expressly show to every kind good fellow what colors you do bear below, black, brown, white, red, or yellow. What is it that ye would be at? Ye stare so much upon us. You look in brief as keen as if that you would overrun us. Your quaking hips and trembling lips doth perfectly relate it so very well that we can tell you're stark mad to be at it. What means your curling and your paint, your powder and your patches, unless it be by kind constraint to stow us under hatches? Your fancies frail you do entail with many gay bravados. 'Tis this makes many a merchant sail from Venice to Barbados. Brave consultations do appear when ladies are convening. What makes you steer and wink and jeer? Pray spread abroad your meaning, that we may thrust our judgments in and spend our approbation. Your single wit's not worth a pin till mixed in copulation. And therefore speak your mind, sweet souls, discover your distresses. Your necks and breasts and rumps and rolls doth furnish us with guesses. Your eyebrows and your shades of hair so temptingly expressed is, that by this little show of hair we guess what all the rest is. Open your mind, we shall be kind, and stiffly stand to serve ye. If we have but a bit, you'll find we do not mean to starve ye. With bit for bit and chink for chink, we'll quench your titillation. You feed on mankind's meat and drink, and have the same temptation. This active fire and high desire too fervently doth seize you, that Hercules himself would tire did he attempt to please you. He fitted 50 girls a night, but at the last his face is a ne plus ultra there to write, for they were nunquam satis. With cypress and with fine love hoods, you veil your splendent faces, like pictures made to stir the blood, put into crystal cases, like Phoebus clouded in the sky, or daylight when 'tis dawning. But pray let's try what you mean by your stretching and your yawning. We'll see the sallies of your blood and spirits in commotion. We see the pretty ebb and flood more active than the ocean. Your stirring, capering, rolling eyes where Cupid comes and dances divulge that we have dancing thighs, that you have dancing fancies. At 13 years young ladies are contriving tricks to tempt ye. I 16 years come, if you dare, you shall have kisses plenty. At 18 they are flush as May, well furnished would content ye. At 15 she would bucking be, but a devil at 21. All those designs will never catch, for I think there is no man that though sometimes he get a snatch will surfeit upon woman. So long as we are coming on, you simper to deceive us, but when our dancing days are done, you'll wheel about and leave us.